Objects. Welcome to the Fiction Lab. My name is Katrina Schrader. I am the founder of the Fiction Lab. I'm an editor, book coach, author, you name it. If you want to learn the story elements, you can do so here at the Fiction Lab. So, with writing fiction, and if you decide to publish, there are tons of different routes you can take. And so my guest this week is Amy Lee from Quillhawk Publishing. She is actually going to walk us through the different options of self-publishing, hybrid publishing, traditional publishing, and what is going to work best for you and your book. So she answers a lot of really fun questions, and I hope that you find this really helpful. All right, Amy, thank you so much for coming to the Fiction Lab. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into our topic.
Hi, Katrina. Thanks for having me. I am the founder of Quillhawk Publishing. We're a hybrid publishing company based out in Edmond, Oklahoma. And in addition to helping authors bring their books to market, I am also an author myself with several published books, as you can see behind me. And I'm a speaker. I just do all sorts of things, but that is my main bread and butter, the Quillhawk Publishing.
Yeah, you're also a hustler. I feel like every time I go to any sort of conference or convention, I think we've ran into each other in Kansas before.
Yep. Well, you know, it takes one to know one, Katrina.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so today we're going to talk a little bit about hybrid, traditional, indie publishing, kind of what is the right path for authors. So can you give us a breakdown of each type, and then we'll kind of dive into the pros and cons?
Yeah, so let's start with traditional publishing, right? That is really about you sending your manuscript to an agent who then takes your manuscript and shops it around to a publisher, and then that publisher will hopefully give you a contract, and they take it and they run with it. And you basically don't do anything in terms of cost and, getting the book out to market. The indie publishing route, let's go there next. That really is a do-it-yourself kind of model, right? So this is great for the author who wants to just roll up their sleeves, learn how to do everything themselves, pay for everything themselves, manage their budget, manage their time, and get their books out to the market. Hybrid publishing is another piece that is growing in traction, which is my space. It really is dovetailing the two, traditional and indie publishing, together, taking the best of both worlds to get your book to market. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is kind of just the best of both worlds, where you get kind of the benefits of the marketing stuff from trad publishing, but you don't have to do all the hard work of self-publishing, but the royalties of self-publishing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit. Let's focus on maybe traditional publishing first, and then move over to self-publishing and then hybrid. So with traditional publishing, what are kind of the pros and cons, and how do you know if that's maybe the right path or the wrong path for you?
Yeah, so there's a lot of pros with traditional publishing, right? One is there's no upfront costs to the author, which is beautiful. The only thing is the cost is in time. So that's the con right there, because it can take 1 to 3 years to actually get your book published. You get professional editing. You have a whole team behind you with traditional publishing. They do the cover design. They do the formatting, distribution. It really is, you know, you've done the hard work in terms of writing the book. Now you hand it over to a traditional publishing company and their team takes over. There's potential for bookstore placement. There's potential for advancements. So that's the beautiful thing about advancements, is you get, you know, anywhere between $1,000 to $20,000, depending on the genre, depending on the publishing house, depending on you, the author, you know, what your platform is. And then, there's prestige and credibility there. You know, a lot of people, a lot of readers sometimes even are like, well, I don't want to read somebody's book if they're self-published. They have to be traditionally, you know, with one of the big fives or whatever. So there's that prestige and credibility. And then I'd say, so let's go with the cons, I guess. The cons are you do have to secure an agent. Most of the time, you know, if you're going with a smaller house, you don't necessarily have to have an agent. You can go directly to an editor. But the agent right off the bat is going to take 15% of your royalties. That's their fee. So there is that. And then even after that, you have to, they have to shop your book around. So longer time, you have less control, right? So they may want to change your title, they may want to change your ending, they may want to change your point of view, whatever. And I've heard also that with traditional, sometimes you start with an editor that you really like, you work really well with them, and then your work gets punted over to another editor, and you just conflict there in terms of the interest, and that's a difficult relationship to navigate. Lower royalties typically, right? And so you can expect to receive 5 to 15% royalties. And don't forget, your agent also gets a cut of that. So I just had a conversation the other day with an author who was like, "Well, I want to go traditional because they're going to do all the marketing for me." I'm sorry to say, you still have to do marketing. They do basic marketing for you, which is also nice. But yeah, do expect to do some marketing yourself.
Yeah, and I think the thing is too that a lot of people don't consider, and I've run into this actually recently a couple times where it's hard for people to understand not only the time involved, but also it's the time involved, but also the fact that it may not even happen. You could be pitching to agents for years and never see any traction. And it's not to say that your book is bad. It's the nature of the beast, and agents are getting thousands of submissions throughout the year. And so it's so hard to get to break into trad publishing unless you're already there or you've been, I honestly recommend lately, and this may or may not be a good suggestion, but and I'd be interested in your take to go if you want to break into trad publishing, maybe do self-publishing or hybrid publishing first and build an audience base, and you're more likely to get picked up by a publisher later.
Yes, I agree. I agree because the number one thing I always stress is knowing your brand. So once you have an author brand and you build that platform, then you're more likely to get traditionally picked up. And with traditional, it's a great avenue for sure to go. But keep in mind that here's a con, potential con, is that, what if you get a contract, but then that publishing company gets bought out by another bigger,
Yes, I've run into that a couple times.
right? And they don't want your book. And so you've been sitting around for 2 years waiting, and now you got to start all over again. Assuming that you still have the rights to your work, because you got to get that rights reversion back.
So, I think that's actually, speaking of rights to your book, that's a good segue to talking about self-publishing. So, what are some of the pros and cons of self-publishing?
So you have full creative control. Right, you control the content, the cover, the pricing. You can even change your manuscript if you see an edit or oopsie, and then you can switch out the interior file at any time. Faster publication, a lot of authors, once you've written the book and you've gone through the editing process and all that stuff, I mean, you can get your book out within a month.
Fast.
It's very fast, and then you can start earning your royalties and doing your advertising, marketing, what have you. So that's beautiful. Higher royalties, of course, right? If you're going with Amazon KDP or Ingram Spark, it's usually going to be the 40 to 70% versus the 5 to 15% with trad, right?
Yeah.
And let's see. I mentioned you have the ability to do your content at any time and your cover too. Let's say you do. Your cover's outdated, whatever, you can redo the cover. And honestly, if you're treating your self-publishing as a business, it really helps you to fine-tune your entrepreneurial skills. Treat it as a business and learn all the ins and outs of running a business.
Well, that and like being an author, you have to have a personal brand. What, no matter what publishing route you're going with, even if you're going with traditional publishing, there's still this like you said, oh, I want them to do all my marketing. Like, you still have to be a part of that brand, so you're a part of the marketing. You're selling yourself as much as you're selling your work. And I think going into self-publishing with the understanding that or even just any kind of publishing with the understanding that this is a business, it's necessary.
Yeah, because too often, authers treat it as a hobby, or it becomes a hobby, And it's an expensive hobby. So there goes, there starts the con conversation, right? Because all that upfront cost belongs to the author who chooses the self-publishing route, because you got to buy your ISBN numbers. In the US, it's through Bowker, right? The official agency for ISBN numbers. You got to do the marketing. You got to apply for a Library of Congress, maybe register with the copyright, government agency. Editing covers, all that is yours. Your baby. And then you have to learn the language of publishing, which, as you know, is very complicated, convoluted. It's a huge matrix. It changes all the time. Just if you're not keeping up, and the best way to keep up is to go to these conferences or join writing organizations, that kind of thing, which can be expensive.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
So there's
yeah.
a lot of expenses involved. There's no advance payments
No.
either. Unfortunately, sorry. I mean, you could pay yourself, but then what's it is harder to get into bookstores. So you really do, that's where the hustle hat comes on. You got to pound the pavements, reach out via email, pick up the phone and call. In today's world, like, oh my gosh, I have to pick up the phone and call somebody. It's scary. And there's still that credibility thing, oh, you're a self-published author. So unless you have a very solid book with a solid cover, solid everything, editing, you're gonna be known right away that you self-published. And some people might frown on that.
Yeah. There's also, weirdly though, and this is kind of going back to the pros, there are some people I know who strictly read self-pub books. They love going through like Kindle Unlimited or, looking for anything that is self-pub, particularly in the romance I've noticed, or even just like romanticy, which is really popular right now. But, or I think just in general, a lot of people are looking for self-pub work, which is really
Good.
encouraging to see. Okay, so let's talk about what you do, hybrid publishing. What
Hybrid.
are some pros and cons?
Well, hybrid is you do have a publishing house that adheres to publishing standards, so you do get that professionalism, like traditional. We have, we have editors, we have designers, we have formatters, we partner with people like you, Katrina, who help us bring the book professionally forward. It's a faster timeline than traditional publishing. Might be slower than self-publishing because you are partnering with someone and their lens is going to be different from your lens. So there's a little bit of collaboration, give and take going on, right? But higher royalties than traditional. Depending on the publishing house you go with for hybrid, you may get all of the royalties, right? Versus a higher cut of the royalty. With Quillcock, our authors actually get all of their royalties, so we don't take a cut of it.
That's amazing.
We are all about our authors. You get some marketing support, and then there is credibility with hybrid, because when you're publishing a book, there's a big old logo, or there's a big old published by whatever the publishing company's name is. And so, it's more credibility than saying published by Amy Emily. And then the cons, I would say, with hybrid, it kind of goes with some of the cons for traditional, right? Like, you don't, I mean, with self-publishing, you don't get the royalty, the advancements with hybrid typically. And because it's author subsidized, you do have to pay an upfront cost. There's usually different packages, though. So that is a nice thing, but the packages can be out of your budget, right? It could be 1,000 up to 15,000, let's say. It really depends on the package that you're picking. But again, it's knowing that your book is in good hands, and you don't have to do all the work, right? There's a partnership there. What are some of the cons? I would say that we're very much linked to vanity presses, which I hate that, but we are.
Yeah, that was gonna be my last question was
Yeah, so it, distinguishing between a really genuine hybrid publishing company versus a vanity press is hard. And that's where the author has to really do their due diligence, do their research, find out what the reviews are, ask the publishing company to speak with their authors, and get and interview the authors on their experiences, that kind of thing. And then with hybrid, again, it's more hustling where to try to get it into a bookstore or a library, but it can be done and it has been done. And a lot of authors are very successful in it. So,
Yeah, that's great.
yeah.
I do actually want to, at some point in the future, schedule another time for us to just talk about the difference between hybrid and vanity. Like,
Yeah.
I think we could have a whole episode about what to look out for.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's something that we'll definitely have in the future. So where can everyone find you?
The easiest is just to go to quillhawkpublishing.com and take a look at the website there. There's links to my social media pages as well, but just Google Quill Hawk Publishing, you'll find us.
Yeah, or go to any writers conference anywhere ever and you'll run into Amy.
Right? Yes, we'll see you at
RiderCon. That's end of August, I think, Labor Day weekend.
Yes,
So,
absolutely. Yeah.
okay, if there's, I know you've got some of your own writing. Will you pitch one of your own books? I want the readers to, or the listeners to hear about it.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm going to pitch the Snow Trilogy Anniversary Edition, which is the yellow one in behind me. It is three books in one. It really is an autofiction about my family's journey from war-torn Vietnam through the South China Sea as boat refugees onto a refugee camp where we tried to survive while we were trying to get sponsored to the US. And then ultimately, good news is we do get that sponsorship. And it goes on to talk about what life was like in America as new immigrants, new refugees navigating the US. And then also at the very end is a cookbook, which ties the three books together because it's all about breaking bread around the table, having food with your family, and breaking the cultural tie or the bonds. Sorry, forging the bonds through food.
That's so
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
I always forget that you have a cookbook back there. I need to remember it's there because I think that's so awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, and my number one favorite recipe that everybody is excited about is are my egg rolls. And my pho. So go in there and check out the
All
recipe.
right, I'm coming
Yeah.
over to visit this winter so that you can make me pho.
Yeah, actually come and instant pot pho is my favorite because it takes down
Yes.
the cooking time, right? To just
Okay.
4 hours instead of like six.
Amazing. Yes. No, I'll be over in the winter time. That's all I want to eat in the winter is pho, so I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll leave a seat for you at the table. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us here at the Fiction Lab. We're so happy that you're here. You're also in our Discord, so if anybody wants to just chat with you, they can join our Discord and hang out with Amy. And it's nice because we've got a few other editors in there. I think we've got a cover artist in there, narrator. So you can find a ton of industry experts just in our Discord. So,
Yeah, excellent. Yes, find your tribe.
yeah, exactly. Well, thanks, Amy. This was so fun.
Thank you, Katrina.
Bye. I'm so glad Amy joined us for that. She is just one of the coolest people, and I bump into her at like every writing conference I go to. And so I knew she was one of the first people that I wanted to interview and kind of pick her brain because she just has a lot of very helpful knowledge for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed that. Amy will actually be on for a few more episodes. We've already recorded some with her, and then I've got just tons of other ideas for her to join us, so we will regularly be chatting with Amy. You can find her information in the show notes, so if you do want to reach out or if you have any questions for her, you can find that there. If you have any questions for me, you can also find that information in the show notes. If you want to join the Fiction Lab, our fancy little Discord, you can do so at www.thefictionlab.com. If you have any questions for me, or maybe you're an author or an industry expert who wants to be on the show, you can email me at hello@thefictionlab.com. I would love to hear from you. And then if you are interested in any book coaching, sign up for the Fiction Lab or email me and we can get you set up, and I would love to help you.